This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Lekker om saam met jou te kuier, and I have Karen Mayer here on the telephone, and she is the lady, the artist that kind of put her creative energy gift, I would rather call it a gift, to one side because of what she believed the devil's lie. Now, yeah, that's probably true from a lot of you listening today. And that's why we thought of having a conversation just to encourage you and to inspire you to become who God created you to be. And it's really lovely speaking to you. Thank you so much for being so honest and to share so much about your personal life with us today. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gilma. Thank you for inviting me onto your show.
It's such a beautiful lady doing amazing art, and I can't wait to share the information with people. And you know, your journey is the journey of probably so many people out there. And with your journey, I know that we're going to inspire others to really listen to God, especially now during the COVID period. We were forced to become quiet within ourselves, and maybe there's a little bit of a spark there, and hopefully by the end of our conversation it will be totally ignited. So let's talk
Fantastic.
About you, a little bit background of yourself.
All right. Well, at the moment I live in Napier in the country on a small holding, and I've got ducks and chickens and my two children staying with me. And I'm extremely happy. I never imagined or envisioned my life to be so happy in my golden years. And I'm loving my art. I'm working full-time as an artist now, and also working on completing my book right now. So my life is really, really good. And yeah, it's just overwhelming how amazing my life has turned out. And I give all the glory to God, because I don't think I would even be alive today if it wasn't for God's love and support and caring and nurturing over my entire life.
Let's go back to the beginning. You were born on a farm, and obviously the love comes through for nature and for farm life. I envy you for that. It's so beautiful there where you are. And but you were creative. You said that art was like your companion as from the age of 10. What happened?
All right. At the age of 10, I think I'd hit my lowest point, one of my lowest points in life, to be honest with you, Gilma. My abuse started at the age of 6 or 7, my sexual abuse in my life. And I was at junior school at the time and not coping with anything. And I remember distinctly sitting in class, and the teacher had asked the class, we had a project to do and we had to draw a cow. And the teacher said, right, we need to draw a cow, and you need to submit your work tomorrow. And the entire class turned around to the one little girl in our class by the name of Pat. They all looked around at her because she was the only one that could draw. And so she had this stream of children coming to her afterwards and asking her, please, could they draw this cow for her? And, of course, she couldn't do everybody's drawings. And so I was forced to draw this cow myself. And it turned out so well. And I was encouraged by other people's encouragement, by the children's encouragement of, wow, this is really good and it's amazing. And I was hungry, very, very hungry for encouragement, having the life that I had up until then with the abuse that I was going through. So that's where my journey of art actually started, with one drawing and the encouragement that I received from that one drawing.
Unfortunately, sometimes people close to us influence us and actually ruin the picture.
Yes. Yes, my mother was a very, very good artist, and she went to the best art schools and the best tutors that they were available in Cape Town, and she saw my art develop over the years, and she never encouraged me. She never once said your art is good. In fact, she criticized my art, and she said to me that my art was very whimsical and not bold enough and not big enough and all that sort of thing. So it often broke my spirit as a child, as an adult, to continue with my art. But I continued and I persevered quietly on my own, drawing in books and on paper and that sort of thing. And then when I became an adult, I started to want to get my art a little bit more out into the world, you know, and my art teachers as well at school actually said to me my art was really good, but they didn't enjoy my style. So my style for them wasn't right, although they picked my pictures up because my art was good. They said to me my style was lacking in something. And then as an adult, I approached the art galleries and I asked, you know, for them to hang my art up, and they said to me, you're really good, but you're not good enough. And this was the continuation of my art journey from being a child into an adult. And at this point, I literally put my tail between my legs and walked out the door, a broken spirit. And so I left art as an adult. I went to art and I came back and I went and I came back. But it was sort of dipping in and dipping out and doing it on my own. I taught myself how to do portraiture art. I read every book that I could lay my hands on. Art just flooded my soul and my spirit, and it was for me something private and amazing that I could do, and I really, really loved it. But I did receive a lot of discouragement through my childhood and my adulthood, from adults, with regards to my art.
It's really sad to hear that, Karen, because God obviously put it there. But I want us to come to the butterfly, the red drawn butterfly, drawn in the style of a child. What does that mean when we talk about this?
Well, my mother had passed away 2 years ago, and it was such a devastation for me. I was really, really broken by her death, because we hadn't spoken for 5 years. And my brother called me and he said, your mom's in hospital and it doesn't look good. And I rushed through and I basically said my goodbyes. And I came back to my farm and I sat down and I just cried, because it was a relationship that was unresolved. I love my mother dearly. And, you know, I've realized that in our lifetime, she also had her own issues, where she was a broken person because of her parents and her parents before that. So there's a chain reaction here. Anyway, I was sitting on the couch and I was crying over my mother's death, and I heard God's voice out of nowhere say to me, "But your art is beautiful to me." I just cried even more. I was so overwhelmed. Out of nowhere, this voice, you know, "Your art is beautiful to me." And I got up and I instantly went into my room where I've got lots of art materials, and I grabbed a crayon, a child's crayon, and I just drew this butterfly in crayon on a piece of paper in red and yellow. And I looked at this butterfly, and it was a drawing that a child of three would have done. That's what it looked like. But God was saying something to me in that. So after that, I got up and I walked around. I was completely overwhelmed. Anyway, I researched what a butterfly means. And butterflies are not only beautiful, but also have mystery, symbolism, and they mean and represent a spiritual rebirth, transformation, change, hope, life, and the magnificence of their short life as a butterfly is closely resembles our transformation and our short life. So I really believe that God gave me that butterfly as a picture, and God gave me that message. And from then onwards, this was 2 years ago, I decided to immerse myself even more into my art and more into spending time with God. In fact, what I did was I created a little room for myself, space for myself, and I would light a candle and I'd put a shawl over my head and say prayers to God like the Jewish people do. And I started to draw more Jewish art. And then out of the blue, this woman phones me, and she's a Jewish lady who's connected to someone that I know. And she says to me, I absolutely love your art. It's so amazing. And I said to her, wow. And she said to me, yes, I want to commission something from you. And that's where my commissions began, and I haven't stopped. And now I'm booked up with commission after commission after commission.
Oh, I'm sitting here goosebumps, because I'm so touched by God's grace to us.
Yes,
God's grace. Indeed, the butterfly was the significant starting of a new thing. And I think during COVID, you were also exceptionally busy. And isn't that part of the new rebirth?
Completely. Right from the beginning of COVID, when the whole world stopped and everything closed down, all my doors were open, and they haven't been closed. I am overwhelmed with the orders that have come in. I'm completely overwhelmed. And you know, because over the years I've been so pushed down and so disappointed and so whatever with my art, I was always afraid to charge, you know, to actually ask money for a skill that I have and I'm doing something for someone. And I've been absolutely amazed that not only is people willing to pay for this art, but now I'm learning how to price things better. And because it takes sometimes a month to do a huge commission, and I'm busy with two huge commissions at the moment. And, you know, I gave them the price and the commission because it takes a month. And I was sort of holding my breath thinking, well, you know, maybe they're going to say, and they said, no, that's absolutely fine. You know, please, if we get halfway through the month and you take another half a month, just let us know and we'll pay you extra. And I was just like, wow, you know, how this has happened to me in my life. It's just absolutely incredible.
Actually, it just takes me back to the Bible and yes. to the word that God says that, if we submit everything to Him, He is so trustworthy and He will supply in all our needs. And
yes.
He's doing exactly that. And this is the question that everybody's had. He dealt with me the same way and with a lot of people I know that's been messaging us, saying God's been asking all of us as His children,
yes.
What do you have in your hand? And
yes.
Use what I'm giving you in your hand, and
yes.
I will bless that. And that's exactly what
yes.
He's been doing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now,
it's incredible.
The story of your life, literally in book form. So that's quite a challenge because, you know, what happens in a healing process when you are brave enough to start to write down your story?
Well, Gilmer, let me tell you that from my life, the last thing I imagined in my life was public speaking and writing a book. I had absolutely no confidence whatsoever. I was a broken, broken child. I had failed, I think, 3 or 4 times in school. The teachers put me in the naughty corner. I think I lived in the naughty corner permanently because I'm the worst speller on the planet. If I handed a book in or an assignment in, you just saw red everywhere on the page. It was like the page was covered in blood because the spelling was so atrocious. I had no confidence. I couldn't spell. I failed in school, and I was told I would never, never succeed. I'm now 3/4 of the way through a book that I'm writing on my life, and I've had the opportunity to stand in front of lots of people and speak publicly about my life. In fact, I went and spoke to the retirement centers in Cape Town. Somebody gave me the opportunity to go in and speak to some woman. I didn't actually expect, I was selling my coloring books at the time, and I didn't expect to be handed a microphone in front of 300 women, but that's what happened. And I shared my life story with these women. I was I wasn't even halfway through my story and I heard this chunking in the back row. This woman was sobbing and sobbing. And I noticed another woman putting her arms around her. Anyway, at the end of my talk, I had this stream of ladies waiting to speak to me. And because I'd opened up about my life, they felt safe enough to open up about their lives. The woman in the back row had been so badly abused as a child, she could never marry and have children. Another woman came to me. She had had alcohol abuse in her life. Another woman came to me. Her daughter had died. So my talk and my speaking and my sharing my life with others enabled them to open up their stories and their life for possibly the first time in their lives. And it really, really encouraged me because this is not me. I didn't have the confidence. This is all God's work in my life. So he has taken someone who's completely incapable, as I was, and turned my life around completely. And so, you know, sometimes we also get in the way of our own success. We get in the way of God, and we get in the way of the direction God wants to lead us. And sometimes we just need to take our hands off that steering wheel and allow God to use us. And honestly, the last person I expected God to use was me in writing a book and public speaking, and now with my art. So I'm completely blown away by my whole life.
Amen. And it's all about submission. Once we submit and let God use our lives to his glory, that's what happens. Yes. I really appreciate your time chatting to me today. You are a wonderful, beautiful woman, and you've come such a long way. I'm so incredibly proud of you.
Thank you so much.
I know that you're filled up with commissions and now public all of that, but please, we don't want to deny people having the opportunity to perhaps connect with you in some way. So how would you like people to contact you?
They can WhatsApp me on my phone number. Can I give my phone number
and
my email address, Dilma?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's 071-967-0278. And my email address is Karen, CARIN MAEHR @gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for speaking to us, and may you be blessed. I'm looking forward to meet up with you hopefully very soon. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Gilma. Thank you. You too. God bless. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.